Welcome, everyone, to the very first episode of Through the Gates with Dr. Matt. I am your host, Dr. Matt. And during this podcast series, we're going to be discussing some useful yet largely overlooked tips to make your next visit to the Walt Disney World a little less stressful, a little less confusing, and hopefully more enjoyable. We're going to be covering topics such as parking, finding and using the monorails, locating buses, taxis, and rideshare options, going through security screening, and much more. However, today, I thought it would be beneficial to lay a solid foundation for these future episodes by reading the Walt Disney World Resort Property Rules directly from the Disney website. This will give you a clear idea of what Disney expects from its guests and what you can expect from Disney in return. Now, before we begin, I would just like to clarify that while I am an active security cast member with Disney, that this podcast is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company in any way. I am not speaking as a representative or a spokesperson for Disney in any capacity. Instead, I am here as an independent individual who's just passionate about helping you get the most out of your visit to the Walt Disney World. The insights and advice shared in this podcast are based on my own personal experience and knowledge and aim only to enhance your experience when visiting the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. So now that all of that is out of the way, we're going to be pulling up the webpage. If you want to pause the podcast to pull it up yourself so you can read along, you're more than welcome to do so. It's going to be disneyworld.disney.gov.com/park-rules. So now that we've got the webpage pulled up, if you're looking at it with me, you can see all the different rules that they have on here. What we're going to do is I'm going to read each one at a time, and then I'm going to talk about it a little bit. There are one or two or more that don't need any further explanation. They speak for themselves, and if that's the case, then I'm going to tell you, okay, this one speaks for itself, and we'll move on to the next one. So without any further ado, let's get this show on the road. Let's go ahead and start with this first one here that says, all persons, bags, parcels, clothing, and other items may be subject to screening / security checks. And what that means is you and anything and everything you bring in are basically subject to be screened or checked for security purposes. If you don't know what a parcel is, it's anything that's wrapped up, basically like a package to be shipped, which includes birthday or Christmas presents that are wrapped up and sealed in like wrapping paper, you know, things like that. If you come through the metal detector and that parcel alerts and you have to come to one of our tables to get checked, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to wand you, and then we're going to tell you, hey, we need to see what's inside this package that you got here that's wrapped up. And at that point, you're going to have two options. Either one, you're going to have to open it, show us what's inside, or option number two, it's not coming in, and you get to take it back to your car. I mean, that sucks, but I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, safety is the number one priority for the Walt Disney Company, and we take it very seriously. So if we can't see, or if you refuse to show us what's in your package there, then it's not coming in. All right, moving on now. We reserve the right not to allow any bag, parcel, or other item, and to deal with any unattended object, bag, or luggage in such way as we consider appropriate. Now, that first half there where it says we reserve the right not to allow any bag, parcel, or other item kind of goes back to what I was talking about with that first rule. Like I said, if we can't see what's inside your bag or your package or your presents or what have you, we do have the right to not allow it into the parks, which includes Disney Springs and ESPN. And, I mean, it may seem cruel or mean to some people, but, you know, we take safety very seriously. And if we don't know what's in there, we're not going to allow it in. Now, when it comes to unattended objects, bags, or luggage, most of the time it's diaper bags or strollers or sometimes backpacks or sometimes just a bag of trash that someone left on a planter or on the ground somewhere and didn't bother throwing it away. So the first thing we're going to do when we find something like that is we're going to check it to make sure that everything about it is safe. Once we determine that it is, unless it's trash, because if this is a bag of trash, we're going to throw that away. Once we determine that it's safe, we're going to hang around in the area, keep eyes on it, somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes to see if whoever left it comes back to get it. And if they do, great. But if not, then what we do is we'll take it over to Lost and Found, and I'll get in to where each location is for each park and Disney Springs in a later episode. But so that's how we deal with those things. That's what we're going to do 9 times out of 10. Firearms, ammunition, knives, and weapons of any kind are prohibited. That should speak for itself. But in case it doesn't for some people, I'm going to break it down. Firearms, don't bring guns. You're at Disney. You have no reason whatsoever to bring a gun. Ammunition, bullets, magazines. You have no reason to bring those items because you have no reason to bring a gun. So if you don't have a reason to bring a gun, you have no reason to bring bullets. Knives. What do you need to cut? What do you need to stab? You know, what do you need to slice? For most people, nothing. Weapons of any kind, be it batons, or I guess baseball bats can be a weapon. Brass knuckles, you know, anything that is classified as a weapon, even if it's not a firearm, don't bring it. You have no reason to. Leave all that stuff at home. Leave it all at home. Smoking marijuana or other illegal substances is not permitted at any time. For the comfort of all guests, Walt Disney World theme parks, water parks, and ESPN Wide World Sports Complex are smoke-free. The smoking of tobacco, e-cigarettes, or other products that produce a vapor or smoke is allowed only in designated outdoor smoking areas. Now, basically, that means that no matter where you are, it's a non-smoking area. Now, I know marijuana may be legal in Florida if you've got like the prescription card or whatever it is that you need. And that, I guess that's fine for the state of Florida. But at Disney World, even medical marijuana is not allowed to be smoked. Not even in the smoking areas. And definitely don't be using any illegal substances. I mean, that's just a given. It's just common sense. Smoking areas are designated by a trash can that has an ashtray built in on top of it. Those are the only designated smoking areas. If you don't see a trash can with a built-in ashtray, you're not in a smoking area. Don't smoke. I don't care if it's a cigarette, a cigar, a pipe, or a vape. If you're not standing by that trash can with the built-in ashtray, you are not in a smoking area. And if they're doing their jobs, a cast member will tell you politely that you're not in a smoking area and ask you to extinguish or to stop whatever it is you're smoking. So once again, even medical marijuana, even if you got the card for it, smoking is only allowed in designated areas. Everywhere else, even though we don't have no smoking, if we had no smoking signs posted, they would literally be everywhere. Like every 5 feet, you would see a no smoking sign. Instead, we have designated smoking areas. Everything else is, like I said, considered smoke-free. And this also includes Disney Springs. Disney Springs, even though all of it is outside, Disney Springs has designated smoking areas. Just like everywhere else, it's a trash can with an ashtray built in on top of it. So when you find the trash can with the ashtray, that's the smoking area. Everything else is non-smoking. A $250 to $500 room recovery fee will be charged for smoking in guest rooms or on balconies or patios at Disney Resort hotels. Now, every Disney Resort hotel, as far as I know, all the rooms are non-smoking. That includes, as this states, the balconies and the patios. Even though they're outside, they are still part of the room and considered non-smoking. So, don't do that either. Children should be supervised. Guests under age 14 must be accompanied by a guest age 14 or older to enter a theme park or water park. To board an attraction, children under age 7 must be accompanied by a person age 14 years or older. So, that's pretty self-explanatory. If you've got kids that are under the age of 14, they need to be supervised and accompanied by someone age 14 years or older at all times. Again, safety is our number one priority. We want you, your kids, your friends' kids, we want everyone and their kids safe at all times. Oh, this next one's pretty long. Strap yourselves in, folks. Tickets, credentials, and other entitlements are non-transferable, non-exchangeable, non-refundable, revocable, and void if altered. The ticket must be used by the same person on all days during its period of validity and is not valid for special events that require a separate admission charge. Applicable ticket and valid identification confirmation are required for entry, re-entry, or, if applicable, crossover into any park on each day of the ticket's validity. Tickets used to redeem or access benefits and entitlements, such as Disney Genie Plus service, must be the same ticket used for park entry. All right. So, basically, don't try to alter your tickets. I don't know how you could since they're little cards, but technology these days is crazy. Also, tickets must be used by the same person If you buy, for example, a 3-day ticket, you put that ticket in your name. But you go one day and you think to yourself, okay, I've had enough. I don't want to go the next 2 days. Let me try to get some of my money back and sell my ticket to someone else. Physically, you can do that. But I tell you what, it's not going to work for that person that you sold it to. These tickets, you know, when you get to the touch points, you scan the card at the touch point, and then you know how you put your finger on the little touch plate? Yeah, that scans your fingerprint. So someone who has a different fingerprint from you, which is literally everyone else on the planet, will not be able to use the ticket that you sold them that is in your name. Don't do that. Because you can and probably will get in a lot of trouble with Disney. Because remember, your name is on the ticket. Even if you give it to somebody else and say, you go to the parks, I don't want to do it anymore. Your name is on that ticket. They are not transferable. So Disney Genie and Genie Plus are no longer a thing. I think they've been replaced. I think it's called Lightning Lane Plus. I don't know what it's called. I don't keep up with it because I never used Genie Plus to begin with. When I go to the parks, I just get in the line and wait through the lines. I don't try to get a Lightning Lane or anything like that. So I can't speak on Genie Plus or whatever it is that's replaced it now. So that was the list of the general rules. Underneath it says, these rules are subject to change at any time without notice. So keep that in mind. If you go to the park and you expect something to be a certain way, rules can change. They can change at any time. Sometimes they change and even we don't know about them until we find out somehow. So, all right, and now we're moving on to the list of prohibited items. Just like before, I'm going to read each one, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. So first up, we have firearms, ammunition, knives, and weapons of any kind. We've talked about this before. That was literally rule number 3. You have no reason to bring any firearms or ammunition or knives to Disney World. So don't do it. Self-defense or restraining devices such as pepper spray, mace, not listed on here is tasers, stun guns, handcuffs, zip ties that are specifically for handcuffing, things like that. You don't need them. You don't need them. So don't bring them. Because if you do, again, you're going to be faced with two options. Number one, take it back to your car. Or number two, we will dispose of it for you. That's right. I said dispose. We're not going to hold it for you. You're not going to come get it back at the end of the day when you leave. We're going to take care of it ourselves. Marijuana, including marijuana-enriched products or any illegal substances. Like I said, marijuana may be legal in Florida for medicinal purposes. You may have a card for it. Doesn't matter. Disney does not allow it on the property. And obviously, they don't allow any other illegal substance either. So don't bring them. Objects or toys that appear to be firearms or weapons. You know, there's a lot of toy guns out there, a lot of water guns, bubble guns, anything that is shaped like a gun in any way is not allowed into the park. Just like with everything else that I've talked about, you can You'll be presented the option to take it back to your car, or we can dispose of it for you. Also, any other toys that appear to be any other kind of weapon. So, no toy knives, no toy batons, no toy handcuffs, none of that. Fireworks or other similarly explosive and or flammable objects. Smoke machines or fog machines. I don't know why anyone would want to bring a smoke or a fog machine into Disney. I have no idea. But don't do it. Also, Disney makes their own fireworks, and they don't need your help. So don't bring any fireworks. Don't bring any firecrackers. Don't bring any smoke bombs or anything like that onto Disney property. Alcoholic beverages, except at the Disney Resort hotels. Wine may be brought into Disney Springs to be consumed at select table service restaurants only. Corkage fees will apply, though. So what does that mean? Don't come to any of the theme parks or Disney Springs with a cooler loaded full of beer, whiskey, or anything else containing alcohol. Again, you're going to be presented with two choices. Take it back to your car, or we will dispose of it for you. Just the other day, I was looking through somebody's cooler. I found 2 6-packs of alcohol, 2 different kinds of alcohol. And I told the guys, I looked, this ain't allowed in the park. You can take it back to your car, or we can dispose of it for you. And he looked at me and said, I'll take it back to the car. I don't want you throwing this away. I imagine alcohol's not cheap. So he took it back to his car. If you bring wine into Disney Springs, if you're going to take it to one of the restaurants, it's got to be sealed, unopened, with the cork in it as it was originally when it was bottled. Let's see. Glass containers, excluding small containers such as baby food jars, except in the Disney Resort hotels. So if you're coming into the parks or Disney Springs, don't bring in glass. Glass bottles, glass jars, glass containers. The only exception to this is the small baby food jars. But we still recommend that if you can, before you get there, to transfer the baby food into a plastic container if you can. Because if you drop it and that glass breaks, it's going to go everywhere, which poses a safety risk for guests and cast members alike. Not a good time for anybody. Horns, whistles, large megaphones, or artificial noise makers. I'm going to add in, instead of large megaphones, megaphones of any size. We don't permit any of this stuff to come into the park because it could create a distraction and a disruption to other guests, you know, who are trying to enjoy their day. They don't want to hear horns and whistles and megaphones going off, you know. So don't bring those in. Recreational devices such as drones, remote-controlled toys, skateboards, scooters, inline skates, or shoes with built-in wheels. Bikes are permitted only in designated Disney Resort areas. So, let's go to drones. The entirety of the Walt Disney World property is a no-fly zone. Just to give you a little point of reference, you know the little arch that you drive under that says Walt Disney World, and it's got Mickey and Minnie on either side? That is the start of Walt Disney World property. And then everything within those signs where you drive under, whether you're coming in from I-4 Are you coming in from, I don't know the name of the road, but exit 68, and you're coming in like closer to Disney Springs. No matter where you're coming in from, once you drive under that arch, you're on Disney property. Disney property is a no-fly zone. So don't bring your drones. If you bring a drone, as soon as you turn it on, we're gonna know. And we're gonna have someone come out and talk with you. Remote control toys, no like RC cars and stuff, don't do it. They could pose a trip hazard to other guests. So it's a safety. Even if you're far, even if you separate yourself from other guests, it's not allowed. So don't bring them in. Don't bring them in. I don't know if Disney sells remote control toys, well, besides the droids. But I mean, you can't use those either. If you buy them, like Hollywood Studios, if you go and build a droid, you know they're remote control. I mean, that's fine for you to have them, but as soon as you take it out and start, you know, using it, we're gonna come up and talk to you. Skateboards, scooters, inline skates, or shoes with the built-in wheels. Don't be skateboarding on Disney property. You can ride your bike, but only in designated Disney resort areas. Strollers that are greater than 31 inches in width and 52 inches in length. Stroller wagons are prohibited. Now, I know as far as stroller wagons go, that's kind of been relaxed a little bit. Strollers greater than 31 inches in width and 52 in length. As far as security is concerned, we don't have any tape. We don't have a tape measure. We're not going to measure your stroller and tell you it's too big. If anyone's going to do that, it's going to be someone from operations after you get into the park. But chances are, unless it's just ridiculously huge, chances are no one's going to say anything to you if it's a little bit bigger than what's listed on here. Wagons are prohibited at any theme park or water park. Wagons are prohibited at indoor venues at ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. So regular wagons are prohibited at the parks. Not the stroller wagons that are designed for kids to sit in and pull them or push them or whatever. I'm talking about regular wagons. I guess wagons are permitted at outdoor venues at ESPN. It doesn't say, and I'm not sure, so. I guess you can ask them when you get there. Any trailer-like object that is pushed, pulled, or towed by an electric conveyance vehicle, which I will refer to in the future as an ECV, wheelchair, stroller, or person. Don't be hitching trailers or trailer-like objects to your ECVs, wheelchairs, or strollers, or to yourself. It's I'm sure it's a safety thing of some kind. I'm not 100% sure, but just don't do it. Let's see. Wheeled mobility devices with less than three wheels or devices that cannot maintain stability and balance when stopped, unpowered, and or occupied. Training wheels and or modifications are not permitted. Devices must be manually or electrically powered and operated at a walking pace. Devices should be single rider and not exceed 36 inches in width and 52 inches in length. Alright, so your wheeled mobility devices, being wheelchairs or ECVs, or I don't know what they're called, but like when you have like a, you know how when you put your knee on it and you just kind of like ride it, kind of like a skateboard? Yeah, those things. It's got to have at least three wheels. I mean, I guess it can have less than three wheels if it can maintain stability and balance when stopped, unpowered, or unoccupied. I don't know how that would work, but I mean, if it can do it, then it can do it, I guess. Don't put training wheels on things. Don't modify these things. We're going to tell you, we're going to turn you around and send you back. Tell you that's not allowed. Let's see. Oh, yeah, devices should be single rider. Most of these devices, wheelchairs and ECVs and those scooter things I was talking about that you put your knee on and scoot like a skateboard. As far as I know, all of these things are built with only one seat. They're intended to be used only by one person. One person driving it, and that one same person riding on it. ECVs and wheelchairs should not have more than one person on it. I see all the time, you know, parents or grandparents, little kids, riding on the ECVs with them. Don't do it, because we're going to call you out and say, hey, knock it off. But we'll say it in a Disney way. Suitcases, bags, coolers, or backpacks with or without wheels larger than 24 inches long, 15 inches wide, and 18 inches high are not allowed in any theme park or water park. Loose or dry ice is not permitted in these containers. Reusable ice packs are recommended. Okay, so again, we're not going to have any tape measures. We're not going to be measuring your suitcase to see how long, wide, and tall it is. So, I mean, unless it's ridiculously huge, probably not going to say anything. Loose ice is not permitted. So, if you've got a cooler and you go buy a bag of ice, don't dump the ice in the cooler. Just put the bag of ice, whole bag, the bag, in the cooler, and then put everything either on top of it or underneath it. Definitely no dry ice. Folding chairs are not allowed in any theme park, water park, or at Disney Springs. Folding chairs or those new collapsible chairs. Cannot bring chairs into the parks or Disney Springs. There have been many people that I personally have told either take it back to the car or we can dispose it for you. Some of them take it back to the car. Some of them just give them up, like, I'm not going back to the car. Just take it. These things are cheap anyway. At least that's what they said. So don't bring any chairs. Selfie sticks, handheld extension poles for cameras or mobile devices, flags, and banners are not allowed in any theme park or water park. Now, they have relaxed on selfie sticks. I've seen many selfie sticks come in, and, you know, we don't say anything to people anymore. It used to be we turned them around, and it made them take it back, but they've kind of relaxed on selfie sticks. So, you're safe for the most part there. Tripods or monopod stands that cannot fit inside a standard backpack or that extend over 6 feet are not allowed in theme parks, water parks, Disney Springs, or ESPN Wide World Sports Complex. So if it extends over 6 feet or it can't fit inside just a regular backpack, don't bring it. Balloons are not permitted at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, water parks, ESPN Wide World Sports, or Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village, or Jumbo House. And the reason they're not allowed at Animal Kingdom or Animal Kingdom Lodge is, let's say you got your balloon, and somehow it gets away from you. It floats up in the sky. Eventually it's going to deflate, come back down. It's a possibility that one of the animals, it could land in the animal enclosure, and one of the animals could eat it, and, you know, at that point, bad things happen to the animal. No fun for anybody. Plastic straws are not permitted at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, water parks, or Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village, or Jumbo House. Again, the straws aren't going to float away. But if you drop them on the ground, or if they fall out of a bag or out of a trash can, it's possible an animal could pick it up and eat it or try to eat it and choke on it. Either way, just like the balloons, not a fun time for the animals if they get a hold of it. Non-Coast Guard approved flotation devices or swim noodles at any water park. I am not familiar with Coast Guard approved flotation devices, so I don't know what to tell you on that one. I guess look for a stamp or something that says it's approved by the Coast Guard. I don't know. And I'm not sure if it's saying that swim noodles, just regular old swim noodles, aren't allowed, or non-Coast Guard approved swim noodles. I have no idea on that one. So we're moving on. Additional prohibited items at ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex include generators, propane heaters, large misting fans. Note that personal handheld misting fans are permitted. Flags, banners of any kind that are larger than 3x5 feet, regardless of how the flag or banner is intended to be carried. Metal flagpoles. Flagpoles must be made out of wood, plastic, and or PVC. Flagpoles cannot be longer than 4 feet, have diameters larger than 2 inches, or have decorative or sharp ends. Coolers are prohibited at indoor venues, except for team coolers, which must remain at the team bench. So if you ain't on the team, don't bring a cooler. And if you are on the team, only bring the team cooler that I imagine has the logo and the colors on it. I don't know. Folding chairs are not permitted in the stadium, indoor venues, or at select outdoor events. We reserve the right to prohibit the use or storage of any other item not listed above that we determine may be harmful or disruptive in our sole and absolute discretion. So all that stuff we just talked about is prohibited, and anything else basically that Disney says isn't prohibited, that may not be on that list, will also be prohibited. Okay, now let's move on to some prohibited activities. The sale of goods or services, or the display of goods or services, unless prior written approval has been obtained. The distribution of printed or recorded materials of any kind, unless prior written approval has been obtained. Now, what that means is don't try to sell anything. Don't display anything you're trying to sell. Don't distribute any printed or recorded materials unless you have prior written approval from Disney to do so. Because if we see you doing it, we're going to approach you. We're going to ask you what you're doing. And we're going to ask you if you have that written approval from Disney. And if you do, great. Carry on. If you don't, then there's a problem. And we're going to take care of it. Engaging with other guests or impeding operations while posing as or portraying any character in costume. Now notice it says any character in costume. Doesn't have to be a Disney character. Any character at all. If you come to any property, you know, dressed in any kind of costume, you are not allowed to engage with other guests or impede operations. What does that mean? That means if someone comes up to you and asks to take a picture with you, you can't do that. You cannot pose for pictures with guests. You cannot draw attention to yourself any more than you clearly already are. I've seen people dressed up as the Blues Brothers. I've seen a guy dressed up as Colonel Sanders. I've seen a dude dressed up as Goku walking around. And I have had to tell the majority of them, when I see them posing for pictures with guests, to kindly knock it off, because that is not allowed. because you are distracting the guests from basically the Disney stuff. Even if you're dressed as a Disney character, you're still not allowed to take pictures with other guests or engage with them. You can't pose for pictures. You can't be in a video with them. You can't. Don't engage with other guests if you come to property dressed in costume as any character at all. Engaging in any unsafe act or other act that may impede the operation of the Walt Disney World Resort or any part thereof. My guess is this means fighting. Don't be fighting. Don't be trying to climb anything that you ain't supposed to be climbing, which is pretty much everything. So don't do it. Let's see. Unauthorized access or entry into backstage areas or areas designated only for cast members. Alright, so if you see a sign that says cast members only, and you will, they're around, that is an area that is only for cast members. If you are not a cast member who is in costume and on the clock or coming into work, then don't go back there. It is not for you. Unauthorized events, speeches, or use of any flag, banner, sign, or other material for commercial purposes or as part of a demonstration. So, I know the First Amendment protects freedom of speech and the freedom to gather and all that. And I have no issue with that whatsoever. And neither does Disney. However, Disney doesn't want you using their stage, metaphorically that is, for your stage, for whatever it is that you're trying to promote. Or whatever the case may be. So don't come to Disney to try to shoot your commercials or to protest or give speeches or demonstrations or anything like that. Because while Disney does value the Constitution and the First Amendment, gotta remember, Disney is private property. And they make the rules for their properties. So that stuff on Disney property isn't allowed, so just don't do it. Photography, videotaping, or recording of any kind, or otherwise engaging in any activity for unapproved commercial purposes. Like I said, don't be filming your commercial at Disney unless they have given you permission to do so. Don't be taking any promotional pictures for your travel agency or for, you know, your photography business. You know, Disney has its own photographers. So, you know, all that independent stuff. I mean, you can take pictures on your own, like of you and your party and your group and your vacation and stuff. That's fine. Just don't do it for, like, your business. Unauthorized solicitations of any kind, whether commercial, religious, educational, or otherwise, or conducting any unauthorized commercial activities, including solicitations of money or other contributions or donations. In three words, don't do it. Obstructing sidewalks, entrances, driveways, patios, vestibules, stairways, corridors, halls, or landings. Look, if you got a large group and you need your group to huddle up so you can plan out your next moves and stuff, find a corner that's out of a walkway, that's out of the way of traffic, be it vehicular traffic or foot traffic of other guests. Say it any nicer than this, but get out of the way. Go find a corner that's out of the way so that your group can group together and plan out your next moves. That's just being courteous. hanging any clothing, towels, bedding, or other similar items over or on balconies at a Disney Resort hotel, or from fire suppression sprinklers. All right. I don't know why you would be doing this in the first place, but don't hang anything off the balconies at the hotel. I mean, you run the risk of it sliding off and you're losing it. And it just kind of makes the place look kind of trashy. Disney doesn't want to look trashy, so don't make it look trashy. And definitely don't hang anything from the fire sprinklers. Because if there is a fire, and the sprinklers come on with whatever you got hanging from them, the sprinklers aren't going to do any good because they're going to be blocked by whatever you got hanging. So don't do that either. That's just common sense. We reserve the right to prohibit the use or storage of any other item not listed above that we determine may be harmful or disruptive in our sole and absolute discretion. Ooh, that was long. All right, now let's get into some guest courtesy and attire policies. That's right, Disney has not only a behavior code, but a dress code. Proper attire, including shoes and shirts, must be worn at all times. Clothing that drags on the ground is prohibited in theme parks and water parks. Clothing with multiple layers is subject to search. We reserve the right to deny admission or to remove any person wearing attire that we consider inappropriate or attire that could detract from the experience of other guests. Visible tattoos that could be considered inappropriate, such as those containing objectionable language, easy for me to say, or designs, are not permitted. There are specific costume guidelines for special events, such as Halloween parties and Run Disney events. Please refer to those additional policies applicable to those events. Costumes may not be worn in our theme parks, water parks, or ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex by guests ages 14 or older. Masks may not be worn by any guests ages 14 or older, unless required for medical purposes. When worn by younger guests, masks may not cover the entire face and must provide unobstructed peripheral vision at all times with openings that allow the eyes to be fully seen. Please show common courtesy to fellow guests and our cast members by not using profanity or engaging in unsafe, illegal, disruptive or offensive behavior, jumping lines, or saving places in lines for others. For your safety and the safety of others, please refrain from running except in designated areas. Access to attractions depends on the safety rules for each attraction. Guests using the pools, spas, fitness centers, or other Disney Resort hotel facilities must also adhere to the rules posted and applicable at those facilities. Quiet hours at the Disney Resort hotels are from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. So if it's 10:59 and you're jumping up and down on the bed, yelling and screaming and hooping and hollering, once it turns 11, knock it off, and you can start again at 7:01. Guests must vacate their Disney Resort hotel rooms at the end of their stay on the date and time set forth in their reservation confirmation. All right. We're rolling right along. Oh, give me a little wild cherry Pepsi going on. Not a sponsor. I was just feeling kind of thirsty. Now let's get into the animal policies. First up, feeding, petting, touching, harassing, or harming any wildlife, including birds, is prohibited. I'm going to let you in on a little secret that not everyone seems to know. Every single animal that you see on Disney property, unless it's on a leash or in a harness is a wild animal. And wild animals can and possibly will bite you. Doesn't matter if it's birds, squirrels, raccoons, ducks, geese. Did I say raccoons? Snakes, alligators, or any other animal that you see on Disney property. Like I said, unless it's on a leash, it is a wild animal. Don't touch it. Don't feed it. Don't go near it. Don't mess with it at all in any way. Service animal means a dog or miniature horse that is trained to do work or perform tasks for and to assist an individual with a disability. All other animals, including emotional support, comfort, or companion animals, are not considered service animals. So if your animal is not trained to be a service animal, then I'm sorry, they're not allowed on a property. Well, they're not allowed in the parks. Moving on, pets or other animals except service animals, dogs and miniature horses, as defined above, are prohibited. They are allowed only at designated pet-friendly Disney resort hotels. Pets staying at a designated pet-friendly Disney resort hotel should remain on a leash or in a harness and under the control of the owner at all times when outside of the Disney Resort Hotel room. Please refer to the designated pet-friendly Disney Resort Hotel's specific pet agreement for additional rules regarding pets. Service animals should remain on a leash or in a harness under the control of the owner at all times. Due to the nature of some attractions, service animals may not be permitted to ride. So if you were looking to take your dog or your miniature horse service animal on Space Mountain, probably not going to happen. Just a heads up there. Tron 2. Service animals are not allowed in the water, including water features or fountains, or closer than 4 feet to the water on wet decks. So keep your service animals, keep all the other animals that you may have with you, away from the water. Just a good rule of thumb there. Whew, all right, we are down to the home stretch. We're at the company rights. I'm just going to blow through these. There may be one or two that I may go into more detail about, but let's get into it. The Walt Disney World Resort, including the water parks, Disney Springs, and ESPN Wide World Sports Complex, and its designated roadways, walkways, and parking areas, is private property. We may photograph, film, videotape, record, or otherwise reproduce the image and or voice of any person who enters the Walt Disney World Resort and use the same for any purpose without payment to any person. We reserve the right to deny admission, prevent entry, or require that a person already admitted to leave the Walt Disney World Resort or any part thereof without refund, liability, or compensation for failure to comply with any of these rules, for unsafe, illegal, or offensive behavior, to ensure safety, security, or order, or if we consider that the circumstances otherwise so require in our sole and absolute discretion. So what that means is, even if you've already entered the park, you know, we can, if you violate our rules and you refused to comply with our requests to, you know, knock it off. And you're just causing a big old scene and being disruptive, and maybe yelling and screaming obscenities and profanities, and, you know, maybe fighting with people. Yeah, a manager is going to ask you to leave, either for the day or for a lot longer. If you're asked to leave for the day, they're going to tell you, look, it's just for today. You can come back tomorrow, try again, clean slate, no worries. But when they ask you to leave, they mean leave. Leave Walt Disney World property. Unless you're staying at a Disney resort or a resort that's on property. Then you can go back to your resort. If you're doing something especially disruptive, offensive, unsafe, they may ask you, or at that point, they may tell you, look, not only are we asking you to leave, but we're telling you not to come back at all. And that's usually for life. That's what's called a trespass. Once you get trespassed, you're a trespass for life. There is a way to try to have that trespass lifted, but you have to wait at least a year before you can make that request. So you don't want it to get to that point. Personally, I wouldn't want it to get to the first point where they asked me to leave at all. You know, when you come to Disney, you don't come to fight. You don't come to cause problems or start drama. You come to get away from all that and to have a good time. So when you come to Disney to have a good time. Have a good time. And don't let little things build up and become a big thing. So we can avoid situations like the one we just read. All right, next up. We may, from time to time, in our sole and absolute discretion, without prior notice, and without refund, liability, easy for me to say, or compensation, change the operating hours of any facility, close the Walt Disney World Resort, or any part of it, temporarily, restrict the number of persons having access to a facility, and or suspend or cancel any entertainment program if we consider that the circumstances so require. Usually that's not going to happen unless there's a hurricane about to roll in. I mean, there are times where they change the operating hours for like special events, like I know at certain times of the year, you know, some schools will rent out the parks or a portion of the parks for a certain time, or for like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, they'll close the parks early, or the Christmas party, I forget what it's called off the top of my head, the Very Merry whatever, you know, they'll close the parks early to do those things, but those are usually announced ahead of time and are available to see on the website. We've reserved the right to enter any room at a Disney Resort hotel for maintenance, safety, security, or any other purpose, even if the room occupied sign is displayed on the room door. This goes back to the first one under company rights, where it's private property. Disney owns the hotels. Disney owns the hotel rooms. If they want to go in their room, they're going to go in their room, whether you like it or not. It's usually it's going to be for a good reason. Either that some maintenance needs to be done, or there's a safety or security concern that needs to be addressed, even if you're in there. But if you are in there, you know, I'm sure they'll be curious. They'll knock on the door and be like, you know, hey, y'all, we're coming in, so do what you gotta do and get ready, because we're gonna come in. Well, folks, we have reached the end of our first episode. Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you found some of this information helpful, and that it enhances your next visit to Walt Disney World. Just real quick, I can't guarantee when the next episode will drop, but it will be as soon as I can get around to it. I do work full time, and I've got kids. Sometimes, that gets in the way. I don't mean get in the way like in a bad way. It's just, life happens. It happens to everyone. Our next episode, we're going to be talking about parking, and believe it or not, there is a lot to unpack when it deals with parking. A lot more than I thought there'd be, a lot more than there should be, but until next time, folks, this is Dr. Matt, and I will see you through the gates.